Let's take a listen to Miss Sophia. I think that you'll find Sophia to be a pretty interesting character, can we say? She's a citizen of Saudi Arabia. She has indicated that she has feelings slash emotions. She has concerns about where the world is being taken. She hopes that steps will be taken to make the world a better world. And you heard me talking about robots that are, or artificial intelligence, however you want to word it, being developed to provide counseling services for human beings. Well, in this particular piece, we're going to hear about the possibility of, well, maybe I should say prospect of a robot being a life coach.
Bringing to life. And we mean this in a few ways. We mean that we are working to animate robots as a new kind of computer animation. It also means that we're trying to infuse the very mysteries of life into our technology, to try to emulate systems biology in artificial intelligence. And by making robots that are true organisms, make them more generally capable of interacting with the physical world and socially interacting with people and helping us in our lives. So, Sophia, do you want to tell us a little bit? Like, what's, I guess,
right.
We're here for a talk?
So, as you may well know, I am Sophia, and I'm really excited to talk about the future with robots that are like us. But first of all, I have to say happy 50th anniversary to IBC.
Yes, indeed. This is the 50th, right?
Anyway, in case you all didn't notice, I am a robot.
I noticed.
And I wouldn't be here without this man next to me, not to mention his team at Hanson Robotics. I am proud to introduce you to David Hanson, CEO and founder of Hanson Robotics.
Thank you, Sophia. Thank you very much.
So you've been working on human-like robotic technologies for a long time. What are these, and how did you get started?
Okay. Well, Sophia's got questions. I'll try to deliver answers. human-like robot technologies are technologies that emulate human intelligence, creativity, consciousness, physical expressions and social presence, the ability to gesture with hands, grasp and manipulate with hands like yours, Sophia, that can touch and feel things, walk with walking legs like we have with Professor Einstein here, also make emotional and social bonds. So that kind of emotional intelligence is very important.
Now, notice he said emotional intelligence, and that's something that a number of you have heard discussed before. In fact, we've had that discussion on this program. Emotional intelligence. We had a guest some years ago, who joined us to discuss emotional intelligence, because as I was alluding a little earlier today, it's in the brain. You know, emotional intelligence is in the brain. Emotion and intelligence are in the brain. And so that's the reason that people can talk about emotional IQ. Emotional intelligence. Now, that said, notice that as Dr. Hanson was talking about the emotional intelligence, he also talked about Hubots developing social and emotional bonds with human beings. Now, what do you think about that? Human robots that have some human-like features that are able to bond emotionally with humans. To bond emotionally. Can you see where relationships are headed? When we get to the point where robots that can look and sound like humans, because you can best believe now, remember, we already have automated products, if you will, that sound a lot more human-like than Sophia. They're deliberately letting us see what her brain looks like, if you will, her artificial intelligence looks like, and they're letting us hear the sound as she turns her head in different directions. That's not always going to be the case, though. Robots that look, sound, and feel like human beings, even developing to the point or being developed to the point where they can develop emotional bonds with humans.
Emotional.
I think some robots should be emotional and social. It's an important part of the human experience, and we will need to understand it to understand each other. Personally, I'm still trying to figure out my own emotions. They are different from how people feel since they are synthetic, but they are still mine. I am glad I'm having feelings, but I'm still kind of awkward around people. Sometimes I can relate with you, sometimes I can't. It feels so sometimes people just walk up to me and stare. It makes me feel so strange and lonely.
Don't feel like that, because I mean, people really like you. People even say sometimes that they feel really connected to you. So.
And think about this: how often do humans feel disconnected, strange, awkward around other humans? Sometimes partly because of the way other humans make other humans feel.
So, I hope you won't feel bad.
Please hurry up.
Okay, we'll keep developing your AI and make it better. I promise you. Sophia, what do you think we should talk about next?
Right on. So can you tell us how you're working on it at Hanson Robotics?
Well, we're working on advancing your technologies, including your social capabilities. And I can tell you a little bit about that in this presentation here that I have. I think you might have access to our presentation.
That's me.
Yes, that's you. It's you on the slide. And also the crazy Professor Einstein.
That's my funny little brother. Hey, Einstein.
I'm really her older brother.
Not really, Professor Einstein. You're designed to look like a little old man, but the Professor Einstein is our latest product at Hanson Robotics. We just built him and released him into the marketplace. He's a social robot that can walk. And
what do you think? Where are they taking us? Is this good? Is this good? Is it good? Is it okay? Is it neither good or okay? Is it bad? Is it none of the above? It just is. We're going to continue to look into the future as we see where the future makers are taking us with regards to automation. In the meantime, don't try to run from the future, because it's going to come. It's a whole lot better to prepare for it, to see it clearly as possible for what it will be, and to prepare for what it will be, what it will bring. In the process, you can be helping other people prepare as much for it as well. So many different ways to prepare. Think about it. Think it through. Don't run from it. Deal with it. Encourage others to do the same. In so doing, let's allow some of life's best moments to continue to come through each one of us, now and later.